This is Laurel Watson from Dressage Positively, and I love helping horse owners who are becoming interested in dressage. Today's podcast is the second in a series of three, where you'll discover three simple, versatile training tactics to use when you're riding your horse isn't an option. If you haven't listened to the first part in the series, you can find it on horseworldconnect.com/category/dressage-positively-laurel-watson. If you find yourself in a situation where you can't ride your horse, it doesn't mean you can't have a productive horse time using one or all of these three simple and versatile training tactics with your horse. In fact, I routinely incorporate these and other simple, versatile training tactics into my daily dressage training. Today, I will share with you SVTT number 2, target training. The second SVTT, simple, versatile training tactic that I use regularly is target training. The term target training, when used in the context of positive reinforcement, typically refers to an animal touching a target, like when a dolphin or walrus will touch a target at an aquarium. However, with SVTT number 2, you are going to teach your horse to come and stand on a target like a mat. If you've ever watched any of the zoo reality shows, you'll see it's becoming fairly common for most zoos to use positive reinforcement training to teach the animals to come into their enclosure and sit or stand calmly for routine veterinary procedures like vaccinations, ultrasounds, or even acupuncture. The giraffes are even taught to come into their enclosure and to put a foot on a stand so that the farrier can trim their hooves without getting hurt. And that's exactly what we're going to do with this exercise. So let's get started with SVTT number 2, target training your horse. First of all, pick a target. Where do you want your horse to stand? Does your horse get kind of anxious at feed time? Then maybe you want to teach him to stand in the far side of the stall until feed is in his bowl. Or maybe your horse is a bit fidgety in the wash stall, so you might want to target stand on the mat near the wash stall and then in the wash stall itself. Or perhaps you go trail riding and your horse is 17 hands tall, like my Cleveland Bay Leo, and you want to teach him to saddle up to the wheel well of your horse trailer so you can stand on it and mount with ease. Okay, the struggle is real, people. Okay, so pause the podcast while you get out to the barn. Or if you are at the barn already, figure out what you want your or where you want your horse to stand. And just a quick note, it's easier if you can have a difference in flooring that your horse can step on. I use a cheap rubber mat that I got at Home Depot. I like it because it's indestructible, portable, and I can take it anywhere. You may want to allow your horse to sniff and touch the mat with his nose before you set it down if it's something new to him. And before the horse gender police get after me, I'm going to come right out and say, I am a mare person, through and through. But I do have several geldings that I love. I can't promise which gender I will use, nor will I promise that I will continue to use that same gender throughout any of my podcasts. So just assume when I say him, her, he or she, I just mean your horse. Okay. So set the mat down in front of your horse. Chances are he will sniff it and paw at it or even step on it. If he paws at it or steps on it, click and reward. This is called catching a behavior. And there are several behaviors that you can catch and put a command to. This is the easiest way to teach your horse to lay down on command. You can also teach your horse to rear on command. If you have a horse that loves airs above ground, just like my mare Gretchen does. And if positive reinforcement training is new for you, and this is the first podcast of mine you are listening to, be sure to listen to part 1 of this series first. In the first part of this series, I have given more details on the fundamentals of using the training process correctly, as well as some helpful hints that will help you out in the long run that I'm glossing over in this podcast. Now, if your horse doesn't paw at the mat, then you'll want to position things to make it really easy for your horse to understand what the correct answer is. Stand in front of your horse, put the mat in front of your horse's front leg in the area where he will step on it with his left hoof when she takes a step forward. Then you'll pick right up from our last training technique. Say your horse's name and wait for him to step forward onto the mat with his left foot and then click. Or say yes, or click with your mouth to let her know she's given the correct answer, and go to your horse and give her a reward. With this exercise, you'll want to be very particular as you move through the training. This is where I tell my students to say out loud what they want to ask of the horse. More to themselves than to the horse, but let's face it, when you speak, you form an image in your mind and an intention, and most horses are really good at understanding mental images and intentions. Saying out loud what you want the horse to do gives you time to plan what you want to teach the horse, and gives you the exact moment of when you'll want to click. Like I said in the previous podcast, once you start working with positive reinforcement, and your horse understands how to learn, he will progress really quickly. And it's easy to get excited and forget what you're asking the horse to do. No worries if this happens or if you click on the wrong thing. Just give your horse a treat and start all over again. And just another note, I do reward every time I click. It builds trust between you and your horse, even if you goof on the click. The click means the horse did something right and he will get paid. He will get his treat or his reward. Another note, the horse may not always take the treat, especially if the training becomes mentally taxing or if the horse is anxious, but I do always offer it. If the horse doesn't take the treat from your hand, or doesn't like to be touched, you can put the treat in a bowl next to him and walk away and give him enough space where he feels comfortable enough to take the treat, or that the pressure of you being in his space is taken away from him. Okay, so repeat out loud after me to set your intention. Say your horse's name. I'll just use horse. Horse, I want you to step forward onto the mat with your left hoof. Saying this is just setting your intention. Now you'll ask the horse for the behavior. Say your horse's name and wait. When your horse steps forward with his left hoof onto the mat, you will click and reward. And just like in part one of this series, you will do this over several context shifts. Once your horse knows to put his left foot onto the mat, then you can take the mat anywhere and work on targeting near the horse trailer, in the wash stall, or by the mounting block. You can even do the process all over again using the right hoof, and then the back hoofs, or even using different targets. The possibilities are endless. So I hope by now you are able to see how you can break things down simply and progressively, and use the same exercise to teach different behaviors to your horse. If it's still not clear, please don't hesitate to email me at laurel.watson@heyrelax.com with any questions you might have. In next week's podcast, you'll discover SVTT number 3, relaxation training. So be sure to set notifications in Podbean so you are alerted when the next podcast is available. Or email me at laurel.watson@heyrelax.com to be put on my email list, so you get notified of the next podcast by email. I am Laurel Watson with Dressage Positively, and I love helping riders create a positive connection with their horse. Because once we stop pressuring our horses to do what we want, and instead ask them why they can't do what we ask, this world will be a better place for both humans and horses.